أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. الله تبارك وتعالى has made business halal and interest haram. There are two types of interest. The one is the common which we all know. A person lends money from the bank or from anyone to be paid back in 6 months, 1 year, or whatever the period may be. And then usually in that type of interest, when a person cannot pay and what loan he took, then what he's paying back is not offsetting the capital that he paid, but the interest they are charging. He's certainly offsetting that interest. And in many cases, a person, after paying for 5, 6, 10 years, and he finds out how much is he owing now to the bank, he sees on his bank statement what the initial amount he took. Now he's even owing more than that. So that is the system. And in this was the common practice in pre-Islamic era also, that this type of interest was in vogue, and that was to what all the Mufassirin agree, that interest is being referred to here. But the general words of interest which are used, every type of interest is haram. Not only that type. And that was that a person, after some period when he cannot pay, then the interest amount is added to his capital amount. And then you find you are owing more and more all the time. So much so, the compound interest then used to go not only to that amount, not double, not triple, 4 times and even more. So a person just is paying all the time. When Kenya got the independence in the 1960s, the UK built an airport for them, and such a big airport which they did not need. At that time, the airport which they did not build, they did not need such a big airport, they built for them, of course, all interest-based. And after they paid that airport, perhaps 10, 20 times over the loan. But the amount they were owing now was much, much more bigger. And after paying it 10, 20 times more, then they came and they said, "We are now writing off your debt and we are doing a great favor to your country." In this way, they bluffed the people. They took their money 10, 20, 30 times more than what they had given. And then just with the interest, the amount was very big, and they showed a great favor to the country that we are writing off this debt now. And all the people were singing their praises. They rob us in this way, in such a way that we still praise them and thank them for robbing us. And we don't even realize that. And that airport is used mainly by government people or by the wealthy. The whole country, the masses, the ordinary people, don't even look at that airport. And to pay that installments of that interest, the whole country has to work. And the whole country is taxed with that. In different types of taxation, they really make zulm on the people and take that money. So in this way, this interest is a real killer. That is the one. The other interest is that in the same type of thing. For example, you went and buy flour and you bought 100 tons on loan. And when you have to pay back, you have to pay back 150 tons of loan or of flour. So it's the same thing. But that is also referred to in this ayat. But the main is that compound interest which was in vogue before Islam, and till today it is in vogue. This interest is such a thing. Yeah, in Azad world, maybe about 30, 40 years ago, a person had built his house, which is still standing till today. And he virtually, actually built it with his own hands also. So much he took interest and love for his house. He built the house. They had a business in Rudipur. And then when a corner business property was for sale, the greed that comes in a person, now he had the collateral to take a loan from the bank. He took a bank, and this house which he built with so much of his own feelings, and his heart was in that house. He put that as collateral. And then he ran into some problems with the receiver of revenue, health problems. He could not pay. And then everything what he had, his house, his cars, his children's cars, his business, everything went to the banks. Whatever a poor person owns, when he takes interest, that title deed is in your name, but the bank controls it. It actually belongs to the bank. And when you cannot pay for whatever reason, when taking interest, there is no mercy in the heart of a person who takes interest. Like we know, the banks, they will show no mercy. When you cannot pay, then they will take everything, and the carpet gets pulled out from under your feet, and whatever you had is all gone. It is said that in the beginning days, when foreigners came to South Africa, one foreigner, not this period now, long before, his accounting system was that in his till, the cash register, he had a piece of paper to say all what he owns, and another piece of paper who he owns, owes, the merchants, etc. He gave his son university education, and everything he had was all paid for. He made him an accountant. The son came and he said, "Is this some accounting system? There's just one piece of paper in which you have written all what you own, another piece of paper who are owing you, who you owe, etc." So he went in the bank system, and not a few years passed, and the father lost everything. Whatever they were owning, it was his own. But just now, going into the banking system, they lost everything. And this is in the banking system, which is predominantly the Western system. That is a system that you own nothing. It appears in your name, but the bank owns everything. You have taken bonds from the bank, you have taken loans from the bank, they control you. Your life is fully in their hands. And in an interest-free society, which unfortunately Muslims are also not free now. There was a time when you could say that Muslim society is an interest-free society. But unfortunately, Muslims also now have gone in that way, some in the conventional banking, others in the name of Islamic banking. That is no difference. Both are equally haram. And it is the same thing, just with two different names. The banking, conventional banking, whatever it might be, FNB, Standard Bank, whatever, or the Islamic Bank. But it is basically exactly the same thing. But in an interest-free society, whatever you have belongs to you. It is all paid up. And the system is you don't buy, and you don't even take an interest-free loan, the actual. Until you have the money, then you go ahead. But until you don't have that money, you don't even take an interest-free loan. And if you have to take a loan, an interest-free loan, and that sets you up in life, it doesn't bring you down. So this is the way these people work, and Islam, Allah Ta'ala in His great mercy, has made it for the goodness of mankind, for the goodness of Muslims particularly, that they must stay away completely from interest. Interest, it appears very easy that today the amount of loans, companies that give you loans, people who sell you on credit, is so much in vogue that any person gets tempted. It is common in India and Pakistan, a wedding in the family, and even poor people, they also have to have a wedding like the rich people. They don't have the money. They will take a loan from somebody or from the bank, and they can't pay that loan. And then eventually, they make their woman their slaves then. That is, they use them as they want to. How a person uses a slave woman, like that they use those women there, because they can't pay those interest. So interest is a great killer, complete killer. And living within your means, you have to have a wedding, and if it come free of the shackles of custom and pleasing people, and you have the wedding according to sunnah, a simple wedding, so much of barakat in it, so much of happiness in it, every goodness is in there. And these, and when you're getting a loan, then you go beyond your needs also, because you're getting the money. So you spend more and more also. And in waste, extravagance, you go and spend your money. So Allah give us, bless us with the proper Islamic system in all our matters, and we will see our Jannah will be made in this dunya. And when we give ourselves to Islam and surrender ourselves to Islam like that, then we will see Islam is a great blessing. Islam is not of restrictions, but Islam is to give us freedoms. In the restrictions of Islam, there is great freedom for us. And the freedom of the Western world, whether it is the monetary system, whether it is the social life, where man and woman mix freely, then we know what destruction it brings with it afterwards. Where our lifestyle, you live a free lifestyle. You live it up in life. You're going for holidays. You're spending big amounts all on loans. It brings total destruction to a person. And if you live in the restrictions of Islam, you get complete freedom. So Allah give us this reality and to understand and not make zulm upon ourselves and take the ihsan of Allah upon us, which He has given us, and that is to obey and live our lives strictly according to Islam in every facet. Not only our ibadah that we come now and then for namazes we make and we feel we are very good Muslims. No, the complete Islamic way of life coming to us, then we'll get a taste of the enjoyment of Islam. And we'll see that every other way of life besides Islam is nothing but destruction for a person. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand, more than understanding to make amal, and more than amal that Allah accepts it from us.